This is Flicks, and I'm the film snob, Chris DeShiel.
Usman Sembène was a very important figure in the history of film. Born in Senegal, he attained prominence as a novelist in his 20s and 30s. But when he realized that his readership was almost exclusively French, or from the very small and elite class of educated Africans, he decided to try his hand at filmmaking, an art form that was popular and accessible to the working poor of his country. After making three groundbreaking short films, in 1966 he wrote and directed a full-length feature called Black Girl. It is widely considered the first major film from sub-Saharan Africa. Joyana, a young woman living in Dakar, sits with other jobless women on a street corner, hoping that the employers who drive by will give her work of some kind. In a stroke of luck, she is hired by a French woman, the wife of a minor official, to watch her children. The work is pleasant, and she's finally making a little money to help her parents and siblings. When the French couple offer to take her with them to the south of France for a period of time, she eagerly accepts, thinking that this will be an opportunity to escape the dull environment of the former colonial outpost of Dakar while broadening her horizons, and to make and save money for the future. But her situation in France is not what she expects. The couple now expects her to be a maid rather than just a babysitter. She is allowed almost no time for herself or to leave the house, and instead of being surrounded by family and friends, she is essentially alone, her white employers and their friends treating her with contempt, or at best acting as if she's not even there. For the lead role of Joyana, Sembène chose an unknown, a seamstress named Mbissin Therese Diop. Diop has a striking presence. Her performance beautifully conveys Joyana's comfort and ease in Senegal and her concentrated inwardness and isolation in France. The director had to work under the constraint of a shoestring budget. He had to use black and white instead of the more expensive color, but I think the stark look of the picture actually helps it. He had to get the right shots quickly, not having the leisure of many takes. And direct sound for the dialogue was impossible because Sembène had no sound sync equipment. He used overdubbing and a different actress's voice for Diop, recorded in Paris. Despite these handicaps, the film powerfully conveys the alienation of this black girl, losing her freedom and identity in a foreign place. The story is simple and easy to understand, yet the director uses a variety of subtle techniques to evoke political and cultural themes. Colonialism and its devastating aftereffects informs all the relationships in the film. An African mask that Joyana presents as a gift to her employers becomes a symbolic presence, a shadow of the ancestral world within the modern setting. Sembène uses montage that combines realism with experimental editing effects, and we hear the main character's inner monologue as emotional counterpoint to her bewildering experiences in France, such as a guest kissing her without permission because, as he says, he'd never kissed a negress before. The indignities get worse. Yet all the while, Sembène is not without understanding of the white characters. They are only foolish people playing unconscious roles. I had seen several other good films by Sembène over the years, but I kept looking for this one, and I finally got to see it last February when The Loft had a special screening of a restored print. Now, Criterion has released it on DVD and Blu-ray. Black Girl is a haunting poem of loneliness and a landmark of African cinema. This has been Flicks, and I'm the film snob.